The International Joint Commission advises the U.S. and Canadian governments on complying with a Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement. The IJC's new biennial report takes notice of the economic stimulus packages passed by leaders of both nations. IJC environmental scientist Bruce Kirshner says more of the money ought to be going toward wastewater treatment in the Great Lakes Basin.
We need to treat the worst first. We've got areas with still subject to combined sewer overflows, and these are really detrimental to surface water quality, so we'd like to focus in on some of those areas.
The IJC report also recommends water quality compliance programs be audited by third parties that meet international business standards. Kirshner says those audits might go beyond what the U.S. EPA and Environment Canada do.
And we see a number of advantages there where you actually have corrective actions for any of the environmental deficiencies, and you actually have regular annual audits by the third party.
The IJC document also recommends more steps to reduce stormwater flows during big storms via so-called green infrastructure improvements. People can comment on the report next week at an IJC meeting in Ontario. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.